And so with that being said, I'm excited because today we are starting a brand new series that's going to be focused on relationships and love and on dating and marriage. And it's a series that really applies to all of us. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter what your relationship status, single, married. It's complicated. I don't know what it is. But nonetheless, this series is for you. And so I'm excited about it because for the next few weeks, we're going to be walking through just some real topics pertaining to relationships. And we typically do a series like this once a year because we always know that this is one of the kind of high in demand series and people kind of just want to know what God's word has to say about love and about dating and just things like that. And so here's kind of some ground rules that I'm going to give us just for this series. Number one is I want you, as this series progresses, big one is I want you to be intentional about inviting people to this series. I want you to invite your coworkers. I want you to invite your friends. I want you to share it on Facebook. We put videos and content out all throughout the course of the week. I want you to reshare them so that way people can kind of get a glimpse of what God is doing here so that way they can experience the life change that you're experiencing. That's first thing. Number two is during this series, I want you to listen for yourself. Like, I don't want you to kind of come in here and check out and be like, oh, this series isn't for me. It's for somebody else. Like, no. This series is for you, and God wants to speak to you through it. And then number three, most importantly, you know, as we dive into this series, I'm going to kind of be getting all up in your business. And I'm going to kind of be sharing some truths that are kind of hard-hitting, but it's the truth that will set us free. We're going to have truth, and we're also going to have grace. We're going to have truth like, man, you know, maybe I've kind of drifted a little bit from God's word, and I'm doing some things that I shouldn't be doing, but the grace of God says that no matter what you've done, you can be made new in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. Ain't that good news? Ain't that good news, somebody? Yeah. So I want us to have that. I want us to know that Jesus makes all things new and that this is a series that may kind of correct some things in our life, but at the core of it, it's to really launch us out into this new path and this new journey that God wants us to walk into. And so a scripture that we're going to be reading from really every week that I'm going to use as our theme scripture comes out of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. It says this: "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and also to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." I want you to see what it says earlier in verse 22. "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self." And then verse 24 says this: "And to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness." And so I want to talk for the next few weeks from this thought for our sermon series that'll carry us not just through the month of February, but for the first few weeks in the month of March. But I'm calling this series Upgrades. Tell the person beside you, you need to upgrade. You need to upgrade. You need to upgrade. And I think the reason why this series is so appropriate is because as I think about this series, there was something that happened in my life recently that kind of comes to mind. And what happened was I have a software on my laptop, and this software typically, you know, it updates and it typically runs really well. It's kind of like one of my favorite softwares. And what was happening recently was it stopped working the way it was supposed to. Stop functioning the way it was. And so it kind of connects to the internet on its own and stuff like that, but it started to give me this error message that said, cannot connect to the internet or cannot connect to the network. And then it gave me these two prompts: try again or work offline, right? And so I kind of just started working offline thinking it wasn't a big deal and things like that. And then what happened was over the course of a month, it just started to do random stuff and just weird stuff, which finally led to me calling customer support. And as I called customer support, kind of find out like what's going on and why is my software not working the way it's supposed to be working? Why is it not functioning at the level that it should be functioning at? The customer support rep actually said to me, "Mr. Jones, let me pull up your stuff." And I noticed as I'm pulling it up that you're running on an outdated software. And as a result of you running on an outdated software and an outdated system, your software is not functioning the way it was created to function. And I was like, man, so what do I got to do? And they were like, what you need to do is you need to download the latest upgrades and the latest updates so that your software can function at the level and capacity that it was meant to function at. And when I think about that, I believe that part of the reason when it comes to relationships and dating and things like that, the reason why we don't have a lot of success or they don't work that way that they're called and the way God has created them to work is because we are operating on an old and broken down dysfunctional system. It's because we have not upgraded how we do things. So we approach dating from an old or antiquated perspective that doesn't necessarily line up with God. Or we approach marriage or love or intimacy or whatever it may be, we approach them from these old and outdated methods and practices. And so when you think about what Paul just says here in Ephesians chapter 2, he says, take off the old self, put on the new. You know what he's saying? Upgrade. Well, before Beyonce came out with that song back in the day, let me upgrade you, the Apostle Paul was talking about, bro, you need to upgrade because God has done a new work in your life, but you are still functioning off of the old. And if you want your life to function at the capacity that God had created it to function at, you need to begin to experience some upgrades. We need to upgrade things. So for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about upgrading your dating. Right? Some of us are working and dating off of some bad practices. We're going to talk about upgrading what love is to you, because some of us have a very tainted perspective of what love is. We're going to upgrade your marriage. We're going to talk about what that's all about. We're going to upgrade you to a place in understanding what singleness is really all about, because the world says if you're single that you're missing out on life. Or if you're single, that you are incomplete, right? So the world will say, you know, you need to find your better half, almost to imply that without that person, I'm incomplete. But in Jesus, I am complete. Amen. Right? Like people say that to, you know, we were talking to somebody recently, and they were like, "Is your better half here?" I'm like, "Who? I'm whole in Jesus." Now I knew what they meant, but I think oftentimes what happens is we end up adopting these mentalities and these practices that don't find their origin in Scripture. And then what happens now is our lives begin to reflect that. And so what I want to walk us through is, for the next few weeks, I want to walk us through some systems of upgrades. For the next few weeks, I want you to be here every week, and I want you to invite your friends and your family and your coworkers, because you know some people around you that need to be upgraded. Like, seriously, you work with them, you live next to them, your house is right next to them. They need to be upgraded. Some of us need to be upgraded. Yeah. Need to experience upgrade. But before we kind of dive into talking about some of those nuances and some of those hot topic things, we're going to talk about love, we're going to talk about sex, we're going to talk about dating, we're going to talk about marriage. I don't know why oftentimes like the body of Christ likes to be silent about those things when the Bible talks a whole lot about them. Like, there's a whole book called The Song of Solomon. We walked through this series last year, and it's all about a relationship between a husband and wife. And it's real. If you missed that series, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it from last year. It's called The Real. But today I want to lay kind of a starting point for all of this, because relationships are important, and talking about marriage, like, that's important, and talking about dating, that's important. But I want to move beyond that, because oftentimes we'll say things like, "Man, I got relationship issues." How many of you guys have ever said that before? Nobody wants to be honest in this service. Okay, you're just perfect, right? I got dating issues. I just can't seem to find the right person, that I keep dating the same type of person, right? I have purity issues. I'm struggling in this area of purity. Can I push back against that? That those are not your problems. What your problems are is at the foundation. You don't have relationship issues. It's not that you have marriage issues, and you might have some issues going on, but that's not the issue. The issue is you have, my sermon title for today is foundation issues. Foundation issues. Ask the person beside you, how's your foundation? You got foundation issues. And Jesus talks about this in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. He says these words, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the rivers rose," it's a little bit of feedback up here, "and the winds blew and pounded that house, yet it didn't collapse. Watch what it says, because its foundation was on the rock. Somebody say foundation.
Foundation.
Come on, I need you to say it loud. Say foundation.
Foundation.
Oh, y'all are good now. But everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell and the rivers rose, the winds blew and pounded that house, and it collapsed with a great crash. And what you see happening here in this passage of scripture is it's Jesus has talked a whole lot about a lot of things prior to this passage. He's talked about divorce. He's talked about money. He's talked about not judging. He's talked about anxiety. He's talked about how to pray. He's talked about how to fast. He's talked about what life is like in the kingdom. He has talked about how to have a blessed life. He has talked about a plethora of things. But when you get to here in Matthew chapter 7, the end of what is called his Sermon on the Mount, because he was preaching this sermon to quite a few people who were listening to him on the backside of a mountain. He ends this sermon with these powerful words. Anybody who hears these words of mine and does these, what are the words that he was talking about? Everything he was talking about before and his principles, kingdom principles. He says, anybody who hears these and puts these into practice is like the builder, the wise person who built his house on the rock. But any person who hears these words of mine and does not do them is like the one who builds his house on the sand. Here's what he's talking about. He's contrasting foundations. He's talking about foundation. He says, because I talked about marriage earlier, and I talked about judging, and I talked about loving people, and I talked about money, and I talked about all these things. But at the core of it, listen, you can hear all this, but if you don't apply it, if you don't do anything with it, you are the equivalent, he says, of building your house on sand. And who does that? We would say that that's not wise. We would say that's foolish. But he says here that the foundation is the heart of the matter. It's all about foundation. Somebody say foundation.
Foundation.
Like the most important aspect of any building is its foundation. I need you to know that. For some of us in here who don't have any type of concept of architecture and construction, you ask any construction worker and they will always tell you the most important part and the first thing that they build is the foundation. And the foundation determines the rest of the project. And here's what's crazy. You can build on a foundation that's not good, and on the surface, and for some time, you may actually get away with it. But over time, a bad foundation is always revealed. So you notice cracks in the house. You wake up one day and it's just this long crater in your house. You're like, man, what happened here? Foundation. Because anything that is built on a foundation that is not good, it always gets revealed. And oftentimes when it comes to relationships and dating and stuff like that, we focus on all the surface stuff. We focus on how they look, how they smell, how long their hair is, do they have real hair? Like, we focus on all those things. You know, what kind of car they drive. We focus on, you know, how much money they make, and things. I'm not saying that they're not important. Those are things to consider, but do we ever ask the question, how's their foundation? Do we ever ask the question, what undergirds everything in their life, right? We're going to talk about it all for these next few weeks. I'm going to get real, so don't be running away from church the next few weeks because the truth will set you free. That's what Jesus says. We talked about that all last month. But oftentimes when it comes to relationships, we don't take time to examine the foundation, right? Like we don't really ask the difficult questions. And we'll typically focus on the surface things like a house. So we'll focus on the interior. We'll focus on the drapes and we'll focus on the curtains and we'll focus on the pastel and we'll focus on the colors of the wall. We'll focus on, you know, how many bathrooms it has. We'll focus on all these tertiary issues, which are important. But let me help you understand something. They are not more important than the foundation. Not at all. Not at all. And this impacts everything because the foundation is how you build your life. So more so than this series is just about relationships, it's really about your life. Because bad relationships don't happen because relationships are bad. Bad relationships happen because people bring junk to relationships. Because foundation is bad. And so because the foundation is bad, now the relationship gets bad. So what many of us have is foundation issues. And what Jesus does here is he contrasts these two types of foundation. He says one foundation is on the rock, the other foundation is on sand. And he even says this, there's the wise person, and then there's the foolish person. Jesus called people who don't build their lives the right way, you know what he called them? He called them fools. I ain't make that up. That's Jesus' words. He says, man, you're foolish to hear these words and to not take heed to them. It's foolish to hear his word and to reject it. And I love here how Jesus says the thing that they both have in common in this passage is that both people heard the same word. Like both people heard the same thing, which also means it's true of us today. Like there's two types of people in here in this building today. There's going to be people who hear this word and they actually live it out and act it out and do what God says. And then there will be the people who just hear it and let it go in one ear and out the other. And Jesus says, one is wise, one is foolish. He's very black and white here when it comes to this passage of scripture. There is no gray area. And I love that because he simplifies things. He says, hey, you can either follow the truth or you can follow the lie. It's up to you which one you want. Your life can either be undergirded by something that is solid and stable, or it can be undergirded by something that is not. And so all of us in here are building our lives. The question is how. What kind of foundation are we building with? And I like how he contrasts these two foundations that I want to focus on. Here's the first foundation I want to give us, what I'm calling the firm foundation. We look at verses 24 to 25, Jesus says, any person who hears these words of mine and obeys them or acts on them or puts them into practice, they are like the wise man or the wise builder who builds their house on the rocks. On the rock, something that is stable, something that is sturdy. He says, that is the wise person. Because they don't just take my word and let it go in one ear and out the other. No, no, no. They hear my word and they apply it. They hear my word and they trust it. They hear my word and they orient their entire life around it. They shape their life around it. They build their life on something that is solid, that is stable. When you think about a rock, it's something that's strong and that can hold weight. It's something that can hold you up. It's something that you can plant yourself on. And the question that I want to ask us is this today: are we tied and planted and anchored to the rock? The rock of hearing God's word and putting it into action. Are we anchored to it? Are we anchored to this? And I need us to get this message. I really do. Because this is the message that will drive everything else for this series. That if you let this message not resonate in your heart, nothing else will. That if I have made up in my mind that I'm going to do my own thing, me, myself, and I, and that pastor and that preacher up there, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's preaching from that little book, and it doesn't make any sense. And oh, I know scripture, and I don't have to listen, and I don't have to abide because I'm a mature Christian, and I've been walking with Jesus forever since I was in the womb, and before I was a plant in my mother's or a seed in my mother's womb. I'm good. I don't need it. Then you're missing it. No, 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 no. He says, every person who hears these words of mine and puts them into action, it's like the wise person who builds his foundation on the rock because it's stable. Jesus says these words in Luke chapter 21, verse 33. He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Why do we build our lives on the words of Jesus? Because they will always be here. It is consistent. It is true. It always stands the test of time. This is why he says in his word, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That the words that I give, they are eternal life. In other words, they never change. But I also want you to notice verse 25. Verse 25 says this: the rivers rose and the winds blew and pounded that house, yet it didn't collapse because its foundation was on the rock. I want you to see something here that happens. Storms came. Wind came. What are they in our lives? They are challenges. They are problems. They are issues. It is sickness. It is dysfunction. It is disagreement. It is when we're not seeing eye to eye, especially when it comes to relationships. It's when we're not on one accord in this moment. And it's like just everything is happening. Kids are getting sick and stuff is happening on the job. And I didn't get all the money that I thought I was going to get for tax return season. You know, all this type of stuff is happening. But he says, but because its foundation was on the rock, it weathered the storm. And let me help you understand something, family. If you want to weather the storms of life, you need to build your life on Jesus. Amen. Like if you want to weather the difficulties that come in life, You need to anchor them to Jesus. You need to keep them rooted and anchored in Christ Jesus. You need to keep them plugged into Christ Jesus. And I love Revelation chapter 22, verse 13 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Jesus has to be the one who shapes my convictions. My life begins with him. My life ends in him. My values are shaped by him in his word. My beliefs are shaped by him in his word. How I view marriage is shaped by him in his word. How I date is going to be shaped by him in his word. How I approach intimacy is going to be shaped by him in his word. How I view all things is going to be shaped by him and his word. Because he is all things, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And only his way leads to stability. Let me ask you this question. How has your life been looking as a result of you building it the way that you want to build it? Like, what kind of foundation have you been building on? Has it kind of been like a little Lego foundation? Yeah? What kind of foundation has it been on? Has it been on the words of Jesus? Or, which is a firm foundation, or has it been this second point that I want to lift up, the faulty foundation? Have you been building it on a faulty foundation? What is a faulty foundation? Here's what Jesus says. Any person who hears these words of mine and does not do them is like the foolish person who builds his house on the sand. Who builds their house on sand? I think all of us in here, like, you don't have to have a degree in contracting to know that it's not wise to build your house on the sand. He says that person is like, it's a foolish person. And I think when many of us, like, we'll see this, right? And we'll see this and be like, man, that person was just dumb. They just built their house on the sand. But how often do we build our lives on things that are not sturdy and stable? Y'all not talking to me this morning. Y'all real quiet. Y'all uncomfortable right now? Like, how often do we build our lives on the opinions of culture and on the lies of culture? How often do we build our lives on things that have been passed down from generation to generation that don't line up with the truth of God? How often have we been adopting opinions and subjectivity from culture that does not line up with God's word? He says to do that is like building your life on sand. And if you know anything about sand, sand has no stability. A small gust of wind could just... Y'all ever been to the beach before and you were just walking by, and as you were just walking by, all of a sudden, boom, just got stuff all in your eyes, and then you're rubbing your eyes all frantically, you know, like literally it's causing an irritation. Why? Because you don't ever see rocks just getting picked up off the ground and getting blown in your face, not unless you're in a tornado. He says, why would you build your life on something that's shifty, on something that's not stable? What are the things that are not stable? What is Jesus talking about? What is the equivalent of us building our life on the sand? When we take our cues from everything we see on TV, online, or we take our dating tips from what we read in the magazine while we're sitting in line at Kroger. You know what I mean? Or we Google how to find the one. Seriously, like how to find your soulmate. How to date, how to love. Like, if we take our cues from Google, we in trouble. Google is awesome. Hey, Google, it's awesome. Some of your phones just move right then. Just vibrate it. But if I'm taking my cues from culture, I'm building my life on something that's shifty. Let me also say this. It doesn't cost that much to build a house on sand. Sand is cheaper than rocks. And so, I'm not going to lie to you, from a cost standpoint, I'm saving money by building on the sand. In the beginning, it's like, oh, it's cheap. Let me go find this. Some of us, like, we live like that. It's like, I don't need all that. Let me just go get the cheap one. Right? I remember growing up, my mom, you know, she's part of our church and stuff like that. I would always joke with her because she would always, like, sometimes try to be funny. And growing up, she would like to get my favorite cereal, which was like Frosted Flakes and Fruity Pebbles and stuff like that. And then one day, she came back with like, they were called like Fruity Rocks or something like that. And I remember being like, Mom, these aren't Fruity Pebbles. She was like, boy, they are the same. They taste the same. No. It's more cost efficient, but what you gain in cost, you lose in quality. It ain't the same. Somebody say it ain't the same. Building your life on the sand is not the same as building it on the rock. You may be able to build something, and you may even be able to get away with it for some time. But what happens is when difficulty comes, when challenges come, when testing time comes, it gets revealed for what it actually is. And if it was built on something that was not firm, but something that was falsy, it will not hold up. It will not last. And what God is saying is, I brought you here today so that way you can reorient your life and build it on something that is firm, something that is strong. Not on the shiftiness and on the craftiness of culture. If you take your cues from culture as to how your marriage is supposed to be, 50 years from now, your marriage will look different. Because what culture said marriage was 50 years ago is not what culture is saying what it is right now. And if you're taking your cues about singleness from culture, it will be completely different later. And your life will be on this emotional roller coaster of a trajectory. And God is saying, I want to build something that's stable. I want to get you to the place that's firm and that has a good foundation. I don't want you to build on a faulty foundation. And I like how Jesus says here how the rain came down and streams rose and winds blew. And I love this because it shows us that problems, they come in every direction at times. And what happens is your foundation gets exposed for what it actually is. So the question is, what kind of foundation are you building on? So instead of listening to what God says about what love is, I listen to BET. Yeah. Or I'm listening to Migos and what they say love is. Right? I'm listening to Beyonce when she says love is. Man, her and Jay, they've been married for a minute. They got that runaway love. They got that good love. I want what Beyonce and Jay-Z have. The question is that the love that Jesus talks about? Is it a firm foundation or is it a faulty foundation? And I want to let you know something, family. If you build your life according to the ways of this world and to the customs of this world that don't line up with God's word, your life is heading for a great crash. None of your relationships will work. You will always find yourself being in a relationship, being out of a relationship, being in, being out, being in, being out, being in, being out. And then you'll find out you've gotten to this place where now you're hardened. And now you're saying, I can't trust anybody. It's because what we were doing was we were functioning out of an old operating system. When God was saying, I want to upgrade you and I want to start with your foundation. I got to get your foundation right. Let me say it like this, that the success or collapse of our lives always comes back to the foundation. So that's why Jesus says this in John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit, but apart from me, you can do nothing. In other words, he says, apart from me, your life won't have any value. Apart from me, there won't be any fruit that's long lasting. And I don't know about you guys. I want my marriage 60 years from now, I want to be able to look back and say, man, I love my wife even more than I loved her back then. Like, every day with Jesus and Ariel is sweeter than the day before. Like, I want to be able to say that. I want to be able to say what Paul says when he says, I have kept the faith. I have run the race. I have finished the race, and now lies in store for me a crown from God. That's what I want to be able to say. That's what we want. And I know many of us have different experiences. You've gone through different relational turmoil. Some of us, you're in a relationship right now, it's going well. Some of us have experienced the painful thing of divorce, and you've just experienced a whole lot. But here is the good news. Jesus is saying, man, if you build your life on me, you will experience a life that you cannot find outside of me. You will experience life and life more abundantly. You will experience a joy that is unspeakable when you make the decision, I am going to build my life on the foundation of Jesus Christ and nothing else. I'm going to build it on him, which means this, that even if your life has fallen apart, you've had relationships that have fallen apart. Maybe you've done some things in your past that you are not proud of. Maybe you've had multiple sexual partners because you believe what the world has said, that the key to fulfillment and happiness is to just have sex with people left and right, and you've experienced all this pain and brokenness that has come as a result of believing that lie, and you've come to this place today where you're like, God, I don't know if I can move forward from this, and I'm covered in all this shame, and I'm covered with all this sin, and I feel like I can't even open up to anybody, and I feel like I'm in this place of hostage. I want you to know today that Jesus is the master builder, and that he is able to not just remodel things. He's not even in the remodeling business. He's in the rebuilding business, that he will rebuild your life, that he will remake your life, because any person who is in Christ is a new creature. The old has passed, the new has come, and it does not matter what you have done, and it does not matter what you've experienced. The only thing that matters is what Jesus has done for you. Amen. And that if you build your life according to his word, and according to his way, he says this, I will make all things new. And I love what he says, what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. It says this, for no one can lay any other foundation than what has been laid down. That foundation is Jesus Christ. What is the foundation that I'm trying to get you to build your life on? I want you to build it on Jesus. You got to build everything on Jesus. And this message doesn't really just apply to the series that we're talking about this month with relationships and love and intimacy. It's every aspect of your life. How you treat others, how you treat a perfect stranger at Kroger, how you treat your neighbor, how you treat your coworker, how you talk to your boss, how you view finances. I want you to build everything on Jesus Christ. I want you to come back to Jesus every single day and say things like, Lord, I want to honor you with my marriage. I want to honor you with my purity. I want to honor you in my singleness. I want to honor you as a parent. I want to honor you with the money that you've given me. I want to build my life on the foundation of you. And when we do that, we experience life and life more abundantly. And the rains will come and challenges will come. But here's the thing. Because you have your foundation in the rock, you will stand. And you will weather storms. And you will go through ups and downs and seasons. But the thing that's so amazing about being tied and tethered to Jesus is even though the winds may blow and even though difficulties may come, he has his hand still on you. And he says, anybody who's in my hand, nobody can snatch them out. That's a firm foundation. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. It doesn't matter what your history is. It doesn't matter what your past is. When you put your faith and trust in Jesus, and when you say, I'm going to shape and revolve my life around Jesus and nothing else, from dating to marriage to being single, whatever it is, I'm going to shape it all around Jesus. So we're going to get rid of these next few weeks, and I'm going to talk about things like when it comes to dating. I'm going to give you one quick little dating tip right now. Do you pray about the person you want to be with? Do you seek him? Do you realize how much trouble we would avoid if we just prayed about stuff? Like, seriously, if we would just pray. For those of us who are married, do you know how many arguments would be saved if you would just go pray? That instead of talking to them in the heated moment, I go talk to Jesus. Come on, somebody. do you know how much pain you will save yourself when you all of a sudden get the temptation from the enemy to compromise your purity and to compromise your sexuality? Do you know how much pain you will save yourself if you would just go to Jesus and say, Jesus, I need you to help me during this moment because the struggle is real. Amen. Seriously. I'm preaching a message in a few weeks called Baywatch. Bay, B-A-E, watch. Bay watch. And I didn't want y'all to be here for that, and I want you to invite your friends for that one. Because we're going to talk about how do I align myself with God, and as I'm exploring dating, and as I believe God wants me to be married to somebody, how do I go about that? Because we've been functioning from some old and outdated processes when it comes to dating. Like, I can't just look at a person and say, oh, you look good, I want to be with you. That don't work. Oh, you make a lot of money? You are the gift from God I've been praying for. This is not, no, that's not the bay. Mm-mm. No, we want to align ourselves with God's will. And I want to hear God's words, and I want to put them into action. Amen. Because when I do that, I'm building it in my life on a firm foundation. And some of us are here today, and you're like, Pastor, I just hearing this message alone kind of convicts me to the heart, because when I look at my life, I realize that I haven't done that. And as a result, my life looks the way it looks now. I want you to know something, man. There is no shame and no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. that it doesn't matter what your yesterday was, it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. You are not the result of what you have done. You are the result of what Jesus has done for you.
Amen.
That in Christ Jesus, you can be a new creature. Some of us in here, man, your marriage is hanging on by a thread. You're contemplating a whole lot of different things. And you're like, man, what in the world? I want you to know, man, if you will let Jesus get in the middle of it, some life may begin to flow through it.
Amen.
Some things may begin to change. I want to point you to Jesus during this series. I want to get your eyes off of the world and what culture says about this and that and the third. I want to point you to Jesus. That's the best thing I can do during this series, because that's how you get upgraded. You get upgraded by upping your attention on him.